Good morning. 8:14 a.m. No, 8:18 a.m. on the 14th of July, 2016. A Thursday morning. I'm late. The sun is very hot. If I had waited another 5 minutes, that would have been impossible. I got delayed because I walked past the compressor for our air conditioning unit in the backyard, and for the third time realized that the cooling fins are all covered with cottonwood fluff. And I spent half an hour standing there picking it out. I didn't get it all, but I think I got most of it. I still have to go back. I think the recommendation is to get some water and pour it down the side so it pushes it out. So maybe I'll try that later. So yeah, Tuesday was rather a long, trying day. We had to get the kid up, get moving. We had to be in Fort Collins, which is 40 minutes away, in time for her doctor's appointment, which was a 45 minute appointment. And then we had to get back so I could go to my doctor's appointment, my rheumatology checkup, which came back pretty and clean. And then I had to make a grocery run. And then I had to go take the same kid to the dentist's, where she had 4 wisdom teeth extracted. She's pretty swollen still, but she's in good spirits. She doesn't have to get out of bed if she doesn't want to, which makes her very happy. And we're on a clock for her medication cycle, which is not necessarily a good thing, but we've got to get her meds in her. Good morning. That dog appeared to be scared of me. Sometime soon today and tomorrow, I'm going to get a haircut. Because Saturday is the big Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers announcement party, where we learn who won the Independent Writer of the Year. I'm betting on Sue. Fade to Black. Sue Duff? I think so. Sue Duff, yes. Fade to Black. It's a really good book. I really enjoyed it. I read it. I voted for the other candidate, the other nominee, Lisa Manifold. It was a paranormal romance. I like romance. I really don't like paranormal. I have a hard time getting into paranormal. the stuff I've been reading. Oh, Creation, Greg Chase. It's a little bit iffy, but I'm sucked into it now. I'm working through it. I like sort of like the characters.
Good morning.
Good morning. I sort of like the characters. I sort of like the writing. It's a little. It's a little really in places, but then if I go back and look at Quarter Share, I have to go really in a couple places. So, you know. I'll be back in time for the 9 o'clock alarm. That's good. It says 8:19. Apparently, the timestamp on the front end is not even close to being correct. It is the right day. It is the 14th of July. Did I say that? I think so. It's 8:20 now, which means it had to be, well, it had to be close to right. It had to be close to 8:14. It was right the first time. 8:14 on 7:14. 2016. Too many numbers. I'm not a particularly excellent driver. I'm stumbling along here, trying to keep the legs moving. I have fresh coffee and breakfast waiting for me on the other end. I want to get to that before I keel over. I've got to get some writing done today. Actually, I've got to get a lot of writing done today. This is getting silly. Part of it is, as much as I want to write this story, part of it is I don't know where this story is going. I don't know what the theme is. I don't know. I don't know anything about this story. So just slapping words on the page and hoping something comes together. And the truth is, if I step back and look at it, as things are coming together, the story is beginning to make sense. 70,000 words in, it better be. I want this story to be done so that I can get it moving. And yet, the one thing that I do during the day is seldom getting the story done. Oh, shoot. I also have to get South Coast converted to paper so I can send that off with a CreateSpace order for 9L's for September, which is rapidly approaching. I got the books for Saturday. I need to make a new order for the books for August 16th. That doesn't sound right. Maybe. I didn't think so. I thought it was a Saturday. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a weekday. Anyway, I'm gonna get the books ordered for that. They're going to accept them from me if I come in a little bit early. I have sent them the paperwork so they know the ISBN and my particulars and anything else the consignment people might want to know. Oh, so I have to get this. Oh, I have to get this description ready for this course. I'm going over to Grand Junction, which is on the western slope. It's about 3-4 hour drive. Cars, cars, cars. That's on the 13th. I have to go home and look at my calendar. But yeah, I've got to get this. Taking control of your career. Why you might want to. What you need to do it. And how to go about it. Which seems like a lot for a single day, and I think it is. I think we're biting off an awful lot. I also need to get going on the proposal, on the September presentation, which I proposed and was accepted for Field Guide to the Amazon. Which means I need to take some screenshots and doctor them up and figure out what I want to tell people. I'm walking, I'm not talking, I'm thinking about how I want to present the bestseller rank, because it is a weighted average. And one of the models for that weighted average is it gives you credit, full credit for today, half credit for yesterday, quarter credit for the day before, an eighth credit for the day before that, a 16th credit for the day before that, and it rapidly gets to zip, because at some point they roll off entirely. It might be 5 days, it might be 7 days, it might be as much as 2 weeks. I don't really know. After cutting it in half successively for 2, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 1/64. After about 5 days, that number is ridiculously small. So I'm hiking along the side of the park here. The sun is beating down on me. It's still this lovely breeze. It's a delightful, cool breeze. The sun is very hot, but the breeze is delicious. The Pokemon Go people have been down here in the park because I've tagged 4 ingress portals here in this park. And apparently Pokemon Go has leveraged Niantic's previous work with Ingress to make, I don't know, the Pokestops, whatever the hell they call it, I don't know. But these are gathering points for Pokies. My wife has loaded it to her phone or her tablet, I don't know which, one or the other. She's got to make an account on Pokestation or whatever it is, I don't remember now. She's leery about whether or not she wants to do that. The upside would be, it's a reason for her to go walk. It's a reason for her to get out and get moving. It's a good thing for her to do. Oh. I've got enough sweat on me that breeze in the shade is quite delightful. Ew. Anyway, across the street, up the driveway, well, up the side lawn. And the point where I say tomorrow's another day, with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.